Perhaps many of you know the song we sometimes sing, I'm the way, the truth and the life. That's what Jesus said. I'm the way, the truth and the life. That's what Jesus said. Without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without the life, there is no living. I am the way, the truth and the life. That's what Jesus said. Now, the setting in which Jesus spoke this sixth I am statement, I'm the way, the truth and the life, was very different from the one in which he spoke the first five. When he said, I'm the bread of life, and I'm the light of the world, and I'm the gate, and I'm the good shepherd, and I'm the resurrection and the life, Jesus was going head to head with the Jewish religious authorities and the crowd as they challenged him about what he was saying and doing. But now, the crowds and the Jewish religious authorities were nowhere to be seen. Jesus was alone with his friends in an upstairs room celebrating the Passover. There was not a hint of debate or aggro in the setting in which Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nevertheless, the atmosphere was not relaxed. Instead, it was highly charged. Jesus was aware that in less than 24 hours, he would be dead. And that coloured everything he said in that upstairs room. His great concern was to remind his disciples of the big issues, because time was too short to think about secondary matters. So is it within this context of dealing with the big issues that Jesus says in verse 6 of our passage, that you'll see written inside the order of service there, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But what big issues is Jesus highlighting in that statement? Let me suggest that Jesus is highlighting three fundamental truths about himself. Firstly, Jesus alone is the way to God. Secondly, Jesus alone is the truth about God. And thirdly, Jesus alone is the life from God. So firstly, Jesus alone is the way to God. Now, in the run-up to making this statement, Jesus had been telling his disciples about heaven, describing it as my Father's house. And we can start to read about that in the reading printed inside the order of service there at verse 1. Jesus says to the disciples, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the place, so you know the way to the place where I am going. But at that point, Thomas is honest enough to admit that he doesn't know how to get to heaven. So it says in verse 5, Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus immediately replies in verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, there are lots of things that could be said about Jesus' statement, I'm the way. I just want to focus our attention briefly this lunchtime on two of them. First of all, Jesus is the way to heaven. I would like to ask this question. What is keeping us out of heaven? What is keeping us out of heaven? If heaven is where God is, and if, as the Bible tells us, God cannot tolerate sin in any shape or form in his presence, then it is our sin that is keeping us out of heaven. When Jesus said, "I am the way," he was picking up the Old Testament theme of God as the way, coming to set his people free from slavery. He was saying that he had come to set people free, free from the terrible slavery of sin, by dying on the cross for their sin. Jesus was saying that by means of his death, he was going to deal decisively with our sin, which is the thing that keeps us out of heaven. And in dealing decisively with our sin, so open up the way to heaven for us. The second thing on which I want to focus your attention is this. Jesus is the only way to heaven. Jesus did not say that he was a way to heaven, like one of many options. He said that he was the only way. I am the way. And Jesus, just in case we missed what he was driving at, then adds, as you notice, no one comes to the Father except through me. And so, you see, Jesus does not buy into the multi-faith pluralism of the 21st century, which says that, well, depending on what world religion you adhere to, there are many ways to God. And, well, as long as you're sincere, you'll get to God in the end. No, Jesus says in no uncertain terms that he is the only way to heaven. I'm the way. No one comes to the Father except through me. In many respects, Thomas represents so many people today. They want to go to heaven when they die, but they're not sure how to get there. There may even be some Thomases here today. And if so, Jesus' answer to you is clear. If you want to get to heaven, you have to place your trust in Jesus alone. He said, "I am the way. No one comes to the Father except through me." So if you want to go to heaven when you die, you have to stop trying to get there under your own steam. You cannot earn heaven by being good or by being religious. Heaven is a gift that Jesus, the way, offers to you. And in order to be in heaven when you die, all you have to do is to receive this gift by placing your trust in Jesus alone. So, I am the way. But Jesus is not only the way. Secondly, Jesus alone is the truth about God. The truth about God. Let's pick up our passage again at verse 6. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you for such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father and that will be enough for us. Philip wanted to know what God is like. I guess that's one of the first questions children probably ask their parents. Mommy, Daddy, what is God like? Now, Jesus had already answered Philip's question when he said, I am the truth. But Philip had not caught on to what Jesus was saying. So Jesus adds in verse 9, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. If we want to know what God is like, then we have to discover what Jesus is like. Because Jesus alone shows us the truth about God. It is true that we can get glimpses of what God is like from the world around us and from history. Well, creation and history tell us that God is the creator who in his power controls everything and that we're answerable to him. But that does not give us the full picture. It is only in Jesus, and especially in his death and resurrection, that we get a full and clear picture of what God is like. I am the truth. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. If we want to know what God is like, we have to go to Jesus. If we go anywhere else, all we will get is an out of focus, distorted view of God. So Jesus alone is the way to God. Jesus alone is the truth about God. But thirdly, Jesus alone is the life from God. Already in the I Am statements, we've come across the idea of Jesus as the life. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. Then, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And when Jesus spoke of himself as the gate, he said that he had come so that we may have life and have it to the full. Then last week, of course, we heard about Jesus calling himself the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, Jesus said, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Jesus said. Jesus came so that we may have life. I am the life. What did he mean by that? Well, interestingly, later in the same chapter of John's Gospel, chapter 14, Jesus says this, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. And that is what life is. It is, first of all, being loved by God. My Father will love him. And secondly, it is having a personal relationship with God. We will come to him and make our home with him, said Jesus. I guess we're back to the Garden of Eden. God did not have to make human beings because he was lonely and needed company. He created us so we might have a personal relationship with him, in which we are on the receiving end of all his love and grace and blessings and kindness. This is the kind of life with God that Adam and Eve enjoyed before they sinned and were then kicked out of the Garden of Eden. Yes, God's great purpose is on the basis of Jesus' death to give us life so we might experience his love and a personal relationship with him. And friends, this loving personal relationship begins now in this world when we trust in Jesus alone. It will reach its perfection in heaven, in the new Garden of Eden, if you like. Jesus longs to give us new life down here on earth, a new quality of life. But he longs to give us a home in heaven also, life that will never end. I guess we almost all know the verse that is the gospel in a nutshell. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish because of the sin, but have everlasting life. Who is Jesus? Well, Jesus himself tells us, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He alone is the way to God. He alone is the truth about God. He alone is the life from God. Have each of us come to Jesus to learn the truth? Have each of us trusted in Jesus so that we now have that loving personal relationship with God? And are filled with the hope that when we die, we will be with God in heaven forever. If not, we can do so now. Trust in Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, and experience the salvation that he secured by his death on the cross. Please do come and speak to me or any of the other guilt folk if you want to chat about that more. But before we enjoy our sandwiches, let's have a word of prayer together, shall we?